Hello, this is Erica Slater of Free at Last Hypnosis. Never listen to this recording whilst driving the car or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. Every so often in life, you meet a person who seems completely at ease with themselves, who seems to radiate a sense of calm and acceptance of themselves and of others. And you might be able to think of a friend or a co-worker, maybe a family member or just someone else, you know, who most of the time has this easygoing, peaceful attitude towards life. Spending time with someone who is peaceful tends to rub off on you and you begin to feel a greater sense of inner peace yourself. You've probably had examples from your own life when you felt more peaceful and accepting of things, moments where you've been quiet and still and had an appreciation of the beauty of life, times when you felt calm, content, and fully in the moment. So you already know what a peaceful person looks and sounds like, and you already know what it feels like to be more peaceful inside, even if it's only been a fleeting moment. This session is going to help you to connect with the peaceful, accepting, quiet aspect of yourself so that you can create an inner sanctuary within your own mind. And the more you listen to this session and return to this sanctuary of calm stillness, the more you'll find yourself bringing this deep peace and calm into your life. You know, you'll always experience upset and challenges. But when your attitude to life becomes calmer and more peaceful, and you have this inner peace, this sanctuary that you can return to, it becomes easier to get a clearer perspective on things and to notice and accept your emotions without being overwhelmed by them. And you can see creative solutions to problems that you might otherwise have missed. And that allows you to deeply appreciate the journey of your life as it unfolds. So now what I'd like you to do is to find a place where you can sit comfortably, and then we'll begin. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can begin by looking at a spot in front of you, and you can fix your eyes on that particular spot. And you can focus all of your attention on that spot. And as you narrow your attention and focus more and more on that spot, as if zooming in on that spot with your mind, I'd like you to begin to connect with the purposeful part of you, the part of you that wants to accomplish things, that wants to change things, the part of you that wants to make things better, to improve things, maybe to improve yourself or to improve other people, maybe to improve the world around you in some way, that part of you that wants to right wrongs and wants the world to be just and fair. And you can spend a few moments now really connecting with that part of you that wants to change things, that purposeful, controlling feeling of wanting to manipulate and alter the world to make it better. As you keep looking at that one spot in front of you, and that purposeful, controlling side of you has a tremendous value. So many human achievements, advances in science and technology, developments in medicine, art and culture, society and civilization itself have sprung from that desire to improve things, to make things better. And at the same time, there's a whole other facet of being alive, of being human, a completely different aspect of yourself, worthy of equal honor, that also needs the opportunity to flourish and grow. And right now, as you keep looking at that one spot, I'd like you to get a sense of expanding your vision outwards to the space around that spot. As your gaze softens and you become more aware of what's in your peripheral vision, the objects you can see out of the corner of your eye, perhaps you can see parts of your body. Perhaps you're even aware of the space behind you, even though you can't see it. And you have a more expansive awareness that can allow you to get the feeling that you're taking a step back out of yourself and seeing all of this from behind your own head, taking a step back from life. Softening your gaze and giving yourself this time now to just be present. That's it. As you breathe comfortably, easily and slowly, and notice the instinctive, unconscious blinking of those eyelids. And it can be a real relief to let go for now of that purposeful energy and tap into this calm, present, peaceful aspect of who you are. The you who has always been here, the true witness of life, the consciousness always here within you, while the world outside has been constantly changing. New sights, new sounds, new sensations, new tastes, new smells. As the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "You can never step into the same river twice. The world is in a state of constant flux." But nonetheless, there's a part of you that witnesses, that observes, that has always watched everything and seen everything from a place of silence, from a place of peace. And right now, you can let those eyelids close if they haven't yet, and prepare to deeply connect with this silence, this peace, this silent acceptance of the world as it is, and of life as it is. The mystics throughout the ages have often spoken of the ineffable perfection they have seen in the world, a perfection that cannot really be expressed in words, beyond saying that this world, this universe, with all its violence and injustice, with all its joys and wonders, It is just the way it is meant to be. Right now, in this moment. And this is not an intellectual concept. This is not a thought for your rational mind to analyze, because this is about connecting with a very different part of yourself that can be present and peaceful with the perfections and the imperfections of yourself, with the perfections and the imperfections of your body, your life, your history, your personality. To be peaceful and present with the perfections and the imperfections of the people around you, of the buildings and the landscape around you. To be present and peaceful with the perfections and the imperfections of the world and the universe, and to let it all right now simply be as it is. Simply being as it is was just how it was for Rusty, a little brown and white Jack Russell Terrier who one day jumped over the fence in his garden, which should have been impossible for a dog his size. But Rusty was the most determined dog you've ever met, and he ran out into the main road and got hit by a passing car. The owner rushed him to the vet, and it was really touch and go. The vet had to amputate one of Rusty's legs, but he made it. And bit by bit, he made a full recovery. And to my eyes, he looked seriously handicapped, missing a leg. But to Rusty, all was well in his world. He scampered around on his three legs, still regularly trying to jump the fence. And when we went to see him, Rusty would happily wag his tail and excitedly say hello to me without a care in the world, because as far as he was concerned, everything was perfect, was all right with the world. And he played with his toys and rolled in the garden, the happiest three-legged dog in the world. And there is a reason why people who want to find inner peace take time out from the world, a reason why they go on a retreat or meditate in a cave high up in the mountains, because taking time out from daily life and going to a different place where things are peaceful and quiet allows you to get a different perspective on life. And people can get a taste of what that's like when they spend a week or two on vacation and they go somewhere new, far away from where they work, far away from their daily routines. And it might not happen on the first day, and it might not happen on the second day, but often by the third or the fourth day of being away, out of your usual routines, something shifts inside you. Your unconscious mind gets the message that all that purposeful action, all that busyness of work is way over there, back home, and you're here in this place on vacation, far away from all of that, and it's okay to relax, to rest as your mind quietens and calms down. and you breathe a sigh of relief and just enjoy gazing out at a beautiful view. Maybe taking in the sunset as the sky turns from blue to red and pink, illuminating the clouds with so many different hues that it becomes a view you can immerse yourself in and really appreciate that here and now you can properly rest. And I don't know what your inner sanctuary is going to look like, that place within where you can take a step back from life and simply be present and peaceful to witness the world and find joy in the world with all its perfections and imperfections. And you don't need to consciously decide what your sanctuary will be like either, because as you relax deeper and deeper now, that's it. You can begin to feel yourself arriving at a place of stillness within. A place where you can take in the space, the beautiful, sumptuous surroundings. Perhaps you can see the sky. Perhaps there's water somewhere. Perhaps you can see trees, plants, flowers. Your place. Your space. Far away from everyday concerns, your place to come back to yourself and simply be now in this space, appreciating, savoring life itself, beginning to get a glimpse of the beauty and the peace and the ineffable perfection within everything that is. And in this sanctuary within, you can peacefully witness all parts of your life, all parts of your personality, the driven, purposeful side of you, the soft, vulnerable side of you, the story of your life. The story of the world. How it all came to be. And right now, there's nothing you need to do, nothing at all. You can simply let there be silence. You can simply let there be peace. Beautiful, deep, pure inner peace and silence. And this peace can permeate your mind and your thoughts. It can permeate all the cells of your body, each and every one, and spread out through your life so that you always know you have this sanctuary of peace within you, even when you're engaged and purposeful. Even when you're out there living your life, you still have this place of quiet stillness and peace within you. And you can listen to this hypnosis session often and further develop this quiet, peaceful part of your mind as you find that you're appreciating life more, that you're more present and calm, and that you can deal with life's challenges with more equanimity and ease, so that if you saw your own face just a little while in the future, going about your daily life, if you could catch a glimpse of your eyes in that future time, you'd know in an instant from the expression on your face that you're so much more peaceful, calm, and content. That look in your eyes in this time, a little way in the future, of a future you who's been developing this peaceful side to their personality. A future you who has been regularly returning to this place of quiet stillness within, and who, as a consequence, is now so much calmer, more present and appreciative of life. That's it. See your face a little while in the future and see the expression that is so much more peaceful, calm, and content. And now it is time to return, to come back to the everyday world. You can bring this stillness and silence and this peace back with you. As you prepare to come all the way back now with a real sense of calm peace within you, noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, come back refreshed and alert. That's right, all the way back, feeling refreshed and alert. And then when you're ready, just have a nice stretch. Open your eyes. Well done. This hypnosis session is based on hypnotic script developed by Hypnosis Downloads. Hypnosis Downloads has over 800 recorded hypnosis sessions, from personal development to habit change and handling a myriad of fears and phobias. Check out the hypnosis sessions at freeatlasthypnosis.com/mp3downloads. Again, that's www.freeatlasthypnosis.com/mp3downloads.